Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You ready for this, my pretty little princess?
I am ready.
Here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. We're not kidding. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with yours truly on this beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. It literally is a beautiful day here in the state of Minnesota. Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, she is known as Stephanie Joy. So it's not just the Sons of Liberty, but it's also the
Daughters of Liberty.
So, in saying that, we welcome you to the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, it is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, check us out there. Just got done uploading some new stuff this morning, as on a daily basis, 2 to 3 times a day. Not just showing you the bad news, but we're also bringing about the resolve and showing you our duty to bring about good news on top of the bad news. That's called conquering, my friends, is what it's called. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to both of my pages, Bradley Dean. One is a fan page, one is a personal page. Like them both if you would. Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, phone lines are accessible. If you'd like to give us a call, please do. As a matter of fact, the last phone call we got was sounded just awesome.
It was absolutely great.
That's for you guys out there on the East Coast having pizzas and Cokes Day. But that phone number, my friends, is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, I want to tell you first and foremost, we are turning talk radio into do radio because that's all we've been doing since we've been talking. 1 John 3:18 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth." And if you go back to your forefathers, the first president of the United States of America, his name was George Washington. His motto was deeds, not words. Deeds, not words. That's what will bring the foot down on tyranny in America, of course. Folks, this is also the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, my pretty little princess?
Well, because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we have got some good things going on. I have to do an alert, alert, alert. This is the last day that we are doing our product of the week highlight for To Spit Against Heaven. For those of you, our Saturday listeners who are just tuning in and finding out about this, the Sons of Liberty are now doing every week where we highlight a product of the week. And this week we are highlighting To Spit Against Heaven, which is our new DVD taking off the mask of the homosexual agenda, what's really behind it, how they're aiming for children, showing truly that those that are shouting, you know, you're hateful and you're not being tolerant and you're bigoted and all this good stuff.
Totalitarian.
Basically, yeah, they're crying and saying that's what you're doing when really that's what they're doing themselves. So it really does take the mask off and show the hidden agenda. If some of you are out there and you have friends or people, co-workers who say, well, what's wrong with two people loving each other? This really shows what's behind it to open the eyes.
But pretty little princess, we're supposed to just leave them alone. Do a Bradley Dean Google search, and you tell me who's doing the attacking.
And I think we've read on the show.
And then also tell me, along with that, who's doing, who is violating the laws of our constitutional republic, me or them? And when you can answer that question, you can go ahead and give us a call anytime you like and say, oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And we've read on the show the various different emails and threatening emails that we've received. I hope you burn in hell. You know, I'm going to blow up your ministry. Very, very hateful things have been flung our way for loving on the homosexuals. And it's not just the homosexuals, it's all sinners in general.
Right.
We're talking about fornicators, adulterers, everything. The whole, you know, the whole spectrum. But it really does take the mask off and it goes behind, and it's a great tool for you to use if you're saying, well, I don't know how to really bring this up to people. It will give you a great understanding. So, and for those of you who are members,
and there's no nice way to do it.
That's right. There's no nice, you know what? You know, no one likes to get woke up in the morning. You know, you got to have that alarm. Actually, the last event that we did.
Or a flashlight.
Or a flashlight. Yeah. No one likes a flashlight in the eyes, but you know, that alarm clock in the morning, no one likes to hear that. But you know, it's necessary
unless
to get
you're going
you
on vacation.
That's right. You know, unless you're on a vacation.
And I haven't done that in 17 years.
That's right. You know what? You know what? That is true. If you're going on a vacation, you probably appreciate that alarm. But our ministry is kind of like the alarm. No one really likes to hear it, but it's necessary to get up and get you moving. So for those of you who are sons and daughters of liberty,
get your game out.
That's right. Get your game on. Get yourself educated and go out there and fight the good fight. We are equipping you to be able to do this. So there's no more excuses. Sons and daughters of liberty, you get 25% off. It ends today. So that means it would be a $15 donation rather than $20 for everybody else. But believe me, the $20 is definitely worth it. So if you'd like to order that, go to shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us and hear our pretty little voices, 1-866.
That would be your pretty little voice.
That's true.
You're the princess here, not me.
My pretty little voice, except for Chase is answering the phone today, so I don't know if it would be a pretty little voice
Chase
there.
Chase is a good guy. I mean,
it would be he would prefer probably more of a masculine voice, I'm guessing, than a pretty voice. But
well, he is growing.
Why don't you call in and ask him what he would prefer? 1-866-233-0747. And, you know, we did this a little bit earlier on in the week, but our Saturday listeners might not have heard this. But, you know, you list off these things at the beginning of the program. We've got our friends, enemies, scoffers, atheists, lunatics, weirdos.
You forgot skeptics.
And assorted bad guys and skeptics.
Yes.
All of the above.
Good.
Well, we had one that I noticed on there from Sons of Liberty today. His name was Paul, and this is what Paul shared with the Sons of Liberty on Facebook.
What article is he responding to?
I think he's just making a comment on Facebook.
Oh,
it didn't really attach with anything.
The bloggers must have told him something, so it must be true.
You know, and we appreciate you listening to the Sons of Liberty. We must be doing something right to have all these people listening to us who just don't call in,
of course.
They like to take their shots online. So Paul, we'll bring you up anyway.
Well, it's the only place they can do it, except
for
the state-run media. But nobody listened to the state-run media neither, so they're probably having some issues over there as well.
It's a terrible place to be when their brains are in the state-run media's head, I tell you.
That's true. Or, remember what Mark Twain rightly said, those that...
That's
don't
right.
read the newspapers are uninformed, but those that do read the newspapers are misinformed.
That's a great quote. It really
is
true. But this is what Paul had to say. He said, get your history straight. America was not founded on Christianity. Jesus is a myth. All gods are a myth. Grow up, you inbred white trash.
And how do how do wars start? How are they contrived?
By
the
words.
Let me tell you this. The first casualty in war is always the truth.
That's true.
And people need to understand these people are willing to do away with the truth only to have their way. I would say to this brother, you just better hope you're right, but I can tell you from experience on a daily basis, you are sadly mistaken.
And
sir.
One thing, Paul, if you've ever read the Declaration of Independence, you might want to take a look at that, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights.
That's a stumbling block.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah.
And if you don't like God and your money, go ahead and donate 1-866-233-0747.
Honey, that was a little too good too. All right, just slow your roll on doing, you know, too good of a job here. Be right back. You got Bradley and my pretty little princess. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean and Stephanie Joy, otherwise known as the Pretty Little Princess. The Pretty Little Princess. It's all yours.
Well, I just want to, you know, slow down just a little bit here with Paul, but I do want to say, Paul, there is a document called the Declaration of Independence, which says this: we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Under the law.
That's right.
Yes.
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
Who is a just and a holy judge.
That's right. That among these are life, liberty — I hate to say that for all you pro-murderers out there,
yes,
abortionists.
Yes.
Liberty and the pursuit of happiness.
No, honey, be careful when you — I'm sorry, Pretty Little Princess.
Thank you.
Be careful when you say all of them, because there's not very many of them. It's just all of them that allow these few to actually advocate the murder of innocent babies in America.
You know, that's exactly right.
Let's put that into perspective.
That's exactly right. You know, when we go —
that's our job.
When we go on tour, I can guarantee you, if you just go to your typical gas station or grocery store, just strike up a conversation with the typical person going to the gas station or the grocery store.
Yep.
A majority of Americans,
easy,
are like-minded. When we go out into the highways and byways and we get our boots on the ground and we're one-on-one with people, they're all sharing the same sentiment. They're just so overwhelmed because they see and hear all the bad news from the media all the time.
Yep.
And they think, what
the
can
lies.
We do? We're only one person. You know, going back to Hopper and Flick, you know, the grasshoppers and the bugs, they think they're overwhelmed. What they don't realize is that they would all join together, we could change this nation if we emptied out the football stadiums, the basketball stadiums, you know, all these arenas, all these people going to watch sports and games, packed them out in front of your state capitol, the capital of the United States.
Yep.
We would have a changed nation, as you said, in 6 months, hands down.
Let me go back to something you said, and I want to put it into perspective and turn it the direction that it needs to be turned. If you're not careful, the newspapers and the state-run media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people that are doing the oppressing.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be careful.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you go back, if you look at the Pledge of Allegiance, too, going back to Paul here. Okay, if you say your Pledge of Allegiance, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God,
yes,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But that was added back in the 50s. Well, where was it derived from? The document that Stephanie's bringing up right now.
Well, if you go back to the 50s, that's fine. You can go there. But you can also go to George Washington, who was the first president of the United States.
Wasn't homosexuality an abomination back in the 50s as it is today? Mm-hmm. Well, wasn't homosexuality against the laws of our constitutional republic? Well, why, yes, they were, and yes, they are.
And the laws of God.
That's right. And weren't they in public schools across the country back in the 60s teaching children to turn in homosexuals to the authorities? Why, yes, they were. And wasn't it illegal in every state in the United States of America to be found in the act of sodomy that you could go in Rhode Island, you'd end up in prison for 21 years? Why, that's true. Why would they end up in prison for 21 years? Because they're crimes against nature. Wasn't it considered a mental illness all the way up until 1973? Yes, by the way, yes, it was. Now they're teaching your kids that if you don't agree with their homosexual lifestyles, their abominable acts before a just and a holy God, then it's hate and it's bigotry and so on and so forth. And you know what, friends? You want to fall in line with that and you want to go ahead and be at peace with those that are creating war against a just and a holy God? You go ahead and put yourself there. But I am not. That's not a good place to put yourself. It's a good place to put yourself in exact obedience where God called you to be. And when you're there, that's the safest place to be, even if it's the worst place to be on this planet.
And the very things you're talking about right now, you go over in that To Spit Against Heaven DVD. In all sincerity, it really does show you what's behind that, because you think, well, how can I combat that? What are the stats? What are the, you know,
the law,
real life facts? The laws.
The law.
Yeah, and of course, and you see the statistics of what happened when we let these things go, when the children being violated, so on and so forth. But yeah, the law is the most important.
Okay. Now, I can hear somebody saying, well, why was it a mental illness all the way up until 1973? And now it's not a mental illness. Because through militant protest, those that actually diagnosed homosexuality with the diagnosis that it was, in fact, a mental illness, they overthrew it because they were afraid of the radical homosexuals that were militantly protesting them.
The irate, tireless minority, and they have been doing a good job, and that's where the church needs to step up to the plate and do their job according to the Word of God. Yeah. So all that stuff, going back to that, it's all in the DVD, To Spit Against Heaven. And also one more thing, you know, with Paul, look at George Washington, the first president of the United States. He said religion and morality are the essential pillars of civil society. If you look at Andrew Jackson, he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. These are the founders. These are the men who laid down their lives, sacrificed their all. If anyone wanted to preserve our country, it would be George Washington.
And when George Washington swore in as the first president of the United States of America, he also put his hand on the Bible. He kissed the Bible, and many believe that he was kissing Deuteronomy 28, the blessings and the cursings.
Yes. Great point.
Yes.
Great point.
Yes.
So anyway, so Paul, we appreciate you listening to the Sons of Liberty.
Please continue
to do so.
Hey, Paul, 1-866-233-0747. Anytime you'd like to call in and weigh in with your facts, go ahead and give us a call.
And remember, Paul, when did hate ever tell the truth?
It doesn't. Only love
does that.
That's right.
All right.
Love you, Paul,
by what we do, not by what we say. All right, going on, we have another response on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook from the Homosexual Manifesto YouTube clip that threatens America. And this is what Glenn had to say. He said, we need to be getting to know Jesus. Until Christians start standing for Christ, our nation is going to continue to slide into sexual immorality.
That's right.
So we thank you for that comment as well, too, Glenn. Also, you just recently posted, when we did our assembly program in Dunkerton, Iowa, you just recently posted Glenn Beck, who picked that up.
Yes.
We had John, who said, congrats, Beck rules. So if you go to Bradley Dean on Facebook.
I was the one that got in trouble. What are you high-fiving Glenn for?
I think you rule. I think you rule. But if you want to revisit that, what all took place in Dunkerton, Iowa at that assembly program, it says, preacher responds to anti-gay. How come you're never called pro-family?
It's interesting. I know. It's interesting. I'm a pro-lifer. First of all, I'm a pro-godder, right? I'm a pro-lifer. I'm a pro-marriager. And I'm a pro-protector of innocent babies in the womb. And I'm a pro-protector of protecting those that have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. Of course, this is this rhetoric that comes from Trotsky back in the 30s. Trotsky had actually brought up the word racist. It was contrived from that devil back then. He was a revolutionary under Stalin. Just saying, responding to what you just asked me, Pretty Little Princess.
Mm-hmm.
And he used the word racist to browbeat dissenters. So in other words, he created the word racism to basically combat those that weren't in an agreement with their ideology, their totalitarianism. So what they do is they would just belittle them. And by the way, this is what you're seeing across America today. That is communism from A to Z, friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it was contrived directly from that devil Trotsky.
And you know what? Since we're here, I was sparked to remember this while you were talking. You know, the Dungerton, Iowa thing, it says pro-gay preacher, no, anti-gay, excuse me, preacher responds to allegations and media scrutiny.
Allegations
in Iowa. They were not there.
Yes, we were there twice. That was the second
That's
time we did that high
you.
School, and we also did 50 high schools in that state. Go for it.
Okay, and what I was going to say is this is the part the media might not have brought to your attention. After we did that assembly program, we wanted to come back, and we did come back, and we talked with different parents and people that were there that night. The church was packed. They brought us in.
By the way, the church, the professed church in that state, they would have nothing to do with us coming back in to actually respond to the allegations that the state-run media had brought forth.
In that area, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we did is we came back
anyway.
They
didn't know how to respond.
No.
But by the way, the state-run media did do a fair job mm-hmm. when we came back.
And of course, it would require those churches to stand, which unfortunately so many churches nowadays are just not used to taking an absolute stand on issues. So what we did was we came back. We actually had a parent who was crying and saying thanks for the help with basically speaking to my young person because it's hard for parents nowadays to really get
crying.
Through. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was anointed. But the cool thing is they said, well, you guys are not coming back. In fact, one of the people from the fire police department.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The fire department. Yeah.
He goes,
he says, if you come back, I am going to close down the road. So basically blockade the road so we can even get into town. Is that unbelievable?
Yeah, so
we're teaching the Constitution and morals and values.
Of course. So when we heard that this fire department's employee said that if Bradley Dean comes back into Dunkerton, Iowa, I will block the roads off. Well, you know what that meant to me, right?
Go back.
It's time to go back to Dunkerton, Iowa. By the way, what we did is after we did the church, we made the community aware of what took place in that school. The state-run media did get involved. They actually did a pretty fair job in responding. And the reason they had to respond in a fair manner is because the people seen what took place that night when I came back. So they couldn't get away with the lie because there was too many people that showed up. Also to say that, we got a law firm, Liberty Counsel, a Christian law firm, constitutional law firm out of Virginia involved. And I don't think, well, the only thing that they didn't offer us once Liberty Counsel got involved was a steak dinner and lobster. We went back into Dunkerton, Iowa two times. We spoke to the communities. We made them very well aware of what was going on through the radical homosexual agenda and what they were doing illegally. And illegally it was, my friend. We'll be right back. We'll take these phone calls. Bradley and, well, the pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And the winner of fallback pricing is
you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. the Family First Responders Kit loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Here we are.
Dr. Gina here, author of Ladies and Gentlemen, and also a talk show host. And you should know something. Most talk show hosts don't tout the talents of other talk show hosts, but I have to do it because Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are essential in fortifying us and equipping patriots to take back this nation. I am a bona fide fan of Bradley Dean and of his family and of his organization. His unabashed faith in all things is just totally impressive and out of the box for most commentators. And hey, he sued Rachel Maddow. Who does that? Well, Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. So join me, Dr. Gina, in listening to and supporting all that they do. Go boldly now and live the truth, as I like to say. Join Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty in all they are doing to take back this country.
Well, that's really cool. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Really quick, first of all, thank you, Gina. We really appreciate that. Secondly, you know what? We'll just take this phone call. Hey, we got Chris in Florida. You got Bradley and Pretty Little Princess. How you doing, sir?
Hey, pretty good, Bradley. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. You sound 100 times better than you did last time when you called in, my friend.
Yeah, I got that robot bug out my throat.
Okay, cool. What do you got going on?
I just wanted to talk about the Church Militant, the article you did a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It lines up perfectly with the message my pastor preached last week. He read out of Ezekiel 8:9.
Okay.
You know, if you're familiar with it, how...
Sure, I probably am a little bit, maybe. But go ahead, Chris.
So he brought... to show them all the abominations of the people that were worshiping, you know, these false idols and even shipping the sun towards the east, sun worship.
Okay.
And then...
Well, we see that through Zen. We see that through foreign religions already. Yep.
You know, and indeed they put the branch to their nose, it says, you know, like putting a rose petal to your nose to cover up the stench,
mm-hmm.
you know, to blind your eyes. And then it goes on to say, then he called out my hearing with a loud voice, saying, let those who have charge over the city draw near, each with a deadly weapon in his hand. And I just think it's good, metaphorically, you know, in these days and times, to maintain the integrity of the church, you know. He preached a message of no more patty cake and no compromise, you know. The churches nowadays are preaching a message of, you know, come as you are, just come as you are. But, you know. But
you know, let me interject something, Chris. You got to keep in mind that there is no compromise in the Word of God. And where there is compromise, that's where the church gets in trouble. It's black and white. There is no gray. It's hot or it's cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And it's interesting. Another question to what you're talking about right now, just to the listeners. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? How are you okay with somebody or a corrupt system, whether it be the government or the church, how can you be okay with the system that put the Christ up on the cross in the first place? Because when you look at the Christ that was up on the cross, he was the one that was sacrificed for our sins. And when you take that sacrifice and you go to the natural, you go to Arlington Cemetery, you see the American people compromising today, and basically the modern conservatives of the day that are just sitting here playing the paper tiger, either from the radio or from their columns and the such. They're not actually meaning what they say with their actions, because if they did, then they'd have to bring forth their actions, and actions are what is missing today. So how can we be agreed with the system? Or let me ask you this. How can you be at peace in a world that's at war with God? How can you be at peace in a nation and an administration that's at war with your constitution, which is in their actions, the corrupt, a desecration of the sacrifice that was given for we the people? How can we do that? There is no compromise. We need to understand there is no compromise in the Word of God. There is mercy, and there's mercy to a repentant people, and that mercy is given to a repentant people that are willing to meet God on His terms, not on their terms. What do you think?
Spoken well.
Well, it's really true. Pretty. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I like it.
Well, it's true.
It's the Word of God. No argument there.
It's when we begin to think that we're okay, it's when we get in trouble. And it's like this. I like to tell people when I'm preaching, hey, speaking of the issue of thou shalt not commit adultery, Jesus said, even if you look, I'll tell them just with that analogy. The first one's free. The second one's going to cost you. The enemy loves to shoot darts to bring you away, to allure you through your own lust. To what? To entice you to bring forth lust, which when it's conceived, bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth what? Death. See, the enemy of your souls is always working by alluring to pull you away from the things of the cross. So how does he do it? He says, hey man, I'll tell you what, why don't you just bow down and I'll give all this to you. It's mine to give. But a real Christian stands up and says, no, it is written, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, thou shalt serve the Lord thy God, in him only thou shalt serve. And see, the enemy always comes when you get suggestive question marks. Rest assured, friends, that pull you away from the cross of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation. Rest assured, it is your enemy attempting to lure you away. And Scripture tells us, for those that are saying, oh, Bradley, that's just too hard of a gospel. I know. Jesus said, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. But it was also Jesus Christ that said, my friends listening today, that said, we are responsible for every thought and every word. We're going to have to give an account on Judgment Day. Well, how do you do that? You put your dependency upon Jesus Christ, and Him alone do you put your dependency upon. We lean into Him. We have faith in Him, and we have faith in His ability to cover us, to empower us by grace. For where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. And the Bible also says that we're to take not only every thought captive and make it obedient unto the word of Christ, but let's take it to action now. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, His servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But you know what Paul said? He said, I have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. And let me say this, friends. When God is your inheritance and you are His inheritance, it's really not hard to obey those that you love. Obedience is faith in action. Who do you have your faith in? And it was Jesus that said, let your eye be single, not double, because a double-minded man, now I'm over in James right now, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Think not that that man will receive anything of the Lord. But let me go to a positive, and I'll give it back to you. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love Him. Let no man say when he's tempted that he's tempted of God, because God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth He any man. So when you're getting those thoughts, rest assured where they're coming from. And I like the way D.L. Moody said it best. He said, listen, the birds that fly overhead, that's great. Let them fly overhead. They're not our responsibility, but they are our responsibility if we allow them to nest in our hair.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen.
You know, and if we're all Christ-minded, I think everybody should attract with me, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you for your call, Chris. We appreciate it very much.
I thought that was a good gold nugget of truth. You know, and going back to the church militant, if you go to William and Catherine Booth, they founded the Salvation Army. So many times people think that when they come to Christ, they're going to have a life of just peace
and joy. Show me that in Scripture.
Look at Paul. Look at the lives of all these men of God. Look at the life of David, what he endured. It's a constant struggle. Those that desire to live a godly life will be persecuted. You are going to have a role that's not filled with ease. It's an uphill battle. You know, if it wasn't a fight, why would God tell us to put on the full armor of God because we're going to have ease and peace and joy? It's a fight. We fight the good fight of faith. We lay hold of salvation. And the church militant article goes through just those points of, listen, it is all about, you know, you're promised trials and tribulations and hardships and temptations,
yep,
all these different things. But because of Christ within us, we shall overcome. But people need to understand that if you're coming to Christ because you think now everything's going to be taken care of and it's la-la land.
But it is true. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. When God has the heart, everything else will be right. And I think what happens in America is we have false hirelings from the pulpits in the masses in America today that are withholding the truth. For example, if any man will come after me, Jesus said, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Scriptures such as we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God unto salvation. You can also read 2 Corinthians 11, where Paul talks about the trials and tribulations and how he's weak, but Jesus said to him, hey, listen, in your weakness, I'm strongest.
That's right.
And people don't understand that we're crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. And it was also in the book of Galatians, chapter 5, where it talks about they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And then Colossians 3 comes to my aid when I think about where it says to put off the old man and put on the new man. And then I'm going back over to Romans 13 where he said to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. This is foreign to the American church, but rest assured, God is going to either through chastisement, Leviticus 26, or judgment, He is going to wake and shake up His church in America, and you will find out who the sheep and the goats are. And one more point. Isn't it also interesting? I was just reading the book of Matthew yesterday. Isn't it interesting how we talk about the left and the right? You know what, friends? This is a great point. I'm going to hold it over until the next segment. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess, Stephanie Joy. And I'm going to come back talking about the left and the right. Remember the sheeps and the goats. Remember the sheeps and the goats, okay? 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The propitious smiles of heaven can never be expected on a nation that disregards the eternal rules of order and right which heaven itself has ordained. George Washington, 1789.
Wow, and going back to talking about the church militant, the Bible also talks about endure hardness as a good soldier. You know, there's so many different things we could talk about this topic, but, you know, that's not to say that you're never promised peace and joy, but it's a peace that the world knows not of. It's an inward peace that the Lord has you in the midst of the battle. And as Pilgrim's Progress, as he went on, he was fighting all the time. He had to fight Apollyon. There was all these different things that he came across. But what he did was he kept going on the pathway to heaven. And even when he dropped his scroll, he picked it up and he went back again. So for those of you that are listening, you think, well, I thought Christianity was just going to be all smiles and happy. Listen, look at the life of Paul. Look at what Jesus went through. Look at what David went through. But you know what? These men stood with God. And you know what? God stood with them because they forward and they obeyed from the heart what the Lord had told them to do. So there's just a lot of things that we could say about that. But even going back to, he brought that up, the church militant was coming from one of Bradley's articles. We have one of Bradley's most recent articles that just came out here on Thursday on WND, also came out on Freedom Outpost and the 37 other plus outlets that Bradley writes for. But this one was called The Fox in the Chicken Coop. So please check that out. WND, they all of these kind of can name the title a little bit different if they want to. But WND titled it Congressman, both Muslim and pro-gay, on WND and Freedom Outpost as well. So please check out Bradley's latest and most new, or newest, I should say, article that he's got out that came out on WND and Freedom Outpost. Also, you know, when we go out and we do these events and we talk to people all across the nation, we just got back from North Carolina, from Wisconsin, we're looking at going out again, and we talk with people, and when I talk with them, what I say to them is you might not be able to be boots on the ground. That is true. You know, not everyone has, you know, the gift to be able to go out and preach and do this and that. I mean, we should all be preachers, but I mean, to be going out there into the high schools and the universities and the prisons and the festivals and wherever, you might not be able to be boots on the ground, but you can help us in reaching out to those people. If you could call, the number is 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. You can join us, or better yet, become a son or daughter of liberty. We've got monthly partners, and what they do on a monthly basis is they join together with us to be able to support consistently. You know, when you go, you've got people that support here and there what they can, but a consistent monthly partner is kind of the foundation that we can spring forth from as we go out and as we seek and save that which is lost. So for those of you that can call in and do that, we appreciate your support because it really helps us to go out into the highways and byways and do what we do. And the feedback has been incredible. In fact, at the last school that we did, well, it was actually in a program that we did, a tea party, a prayer and a constitutional action group out in Wisconsin, we were actually talking with a student whose name was Alex. And Alex was saying that in his school, he was being forced to pledge to Obama. They were supposed to write these little things saying that they show their allegiance to Obama. This is the types of things that are going on in your public schools. These are the people that we're dealing with on a daily basis and saying, listen, that's why we're going out seeking and saving that which is lost. And, you know, we're not going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. Not a lot of times are people going to walk through the front door of a church building. They're not going to want to go there for many different reasons. And in some cases, we don't blame them.
Well, I didn't see in Scripture where that was supposed to happen in the first place. I thought we were sent out of the building. That should be a barracks where we're actually rejuvenated.
And equipped.
And equipped. Exactly right.
To go out.
I don't understand where people are coming up with this ideology or this doctrine that, you know, everybody's supposed to come to the church. Yeah, once they're saved, you know what? And we do welcome, by the way, on the other side, those that come to the church. Hey, come as you are, but leave as you are changed.
That's right. And you know what? Good thing Jesus, when he had his ministry on earth, didn't say, hey, I'm sitting right here. Come and do this. Or the apostles just sit in one room and say, I'm not going anywhere. No, they went out. And you look at the Acts of the Apostles. They were filled with tumults and uproars and all these different things. And you know what Catherine Booth said about that, one of the founders of the Salvation Army? She said, praise God, the world would be a different place if we had more uproars and tumults, so on and so forth, to go out and actually preach the word of God so people's hearts and lives were changed.
Okay, listen carefully. I want to get to this. The goats on the left and the sheep on the right. Listen carefully. This was Jesus. This is Chris sparked all this up. So thank you for the call. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Isn't it interesting that we hear about the right? Those are supposed to be the good guys, and those that are on the left, those are supposed to be the bad guys. And interestingly enough, friends, we shouldn't have a left. We should only be a right. And I've said this before, and I say it again. If the right was doing their job all the time, we wouldn't have a left, right? Right? No pun intended, but let me go on here. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the shepherd on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Then he goes on and he says, for I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we hungered and fed thee, or thirsty, or gave thee drink? When we saw thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you have done it unto the one of the least of my brethren, you have done it unto me. And I think that's what's important, friends, in kind of correlate with what you're talking about right now, Stephanie, is the very fact that we're called to go and seek and save that which is lost. We're to dispossess the enemy's land, not to be dispossessed. So there's no excuse for the capitulating church in America today.
That's right. Christianity by nature, as Catherine Booth put it, is aggressive. We should be going
out. Her husband said, if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. He's talking about a righteous troubling, friends.
Amen. We're talking about the Salvation Army that went across the world because one husband and one wife believed God, and God stood strong on their behalf as they were obedient unto him. There's just so much that you could say about it. We're to fight the good fight of faith, lay hold of salvation. You know, we're going as a full march with our captain on the head of us. Christ is the captain of our salvation.
Right. Yes, and it's interesting in that context in Hebrews 5, he's talking about he's made us perfect through sufferings.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the part of the cross that America does not want to partake with and into its own demise. Again, there's this problem. If you love the Lord and he's all you have, as Peter said in John 6, to whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. If you don't find yourself there, I'm telling you what, friends, push into the kingdom of heaven. Press into the kingdom of heaven. The violent take it by force. Don't stop until you get your answers. The best advice I could give in answer to what we were just talking about, to those that are listening to me right now, the best thing that you can do is take a piece of chalk, go out into your garage or into a garage or on the sidewalk, and put a circle around everything inside, put your body inside of that circle and say, Lord, I'm not moving until you fill and revive everything that's in this circle. The greatest miracle that God can perform is to take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, sanctify him, make him holy. There is the sure mercies of David through the blood. And you know what? Put him back into that unholy situation. And that's exactly what God does with his children. Now, friends, I want to say this too. He doesn't go to you because you're good. No, when he goes to you, you realize through the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment that your righteousness is but filthy rags in his sight. That's why you have a need for him. It's called humility. It's called meekness. And meekness is power under control. Case in point, another rabbit trail. When you look at Moses, he was the one that confronted. When you seen him in the desert for 40 years, God brought him through the desert to show him what he was not. So Moses could realize what God is and who he was and how powerful he was. And what do you see the next 40 years of his life? You see him going and dispossessing the land. And Moses was the meekest man alive. But see, it was through process. It was through perseverance. It was through continuance and patience. And what is patience, by the way, friends? It's the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. And in this case, when we're being processed, renewed, and regenerated by the Holy Ghost, it's not deception that we find in him. It's not about God changing himself. No, it's about him through his power and the work of the Holy Ghost to change us, to show us who he is.
And going back to what you were saying about basically draw a circle and put yourself in that circle and say, Lord, I'm not leaving until you fill me up. I think what happens is a lot of people, they seek out God kind of, sort of, maybe half-hearted. And when he doesn't answer right away, yep, they just stop.
Yep.
And on Pilgrim's Progress, they were so close to the celestial city and they had a guy laughing on the way down and he was atheist. Oh, there's no such thing
you're
as
talking about Pilgrim's Progress. John Bunyan's.
That's right. John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. They were so close, and this atheist was so close to the celestial city, but he turned back just when he was about to make it. So when you're praying, you can't just pray a little prayer and say, well, God didn't answer me, so he must not exist, and fall short. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. The Bible says, seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to continue on this topic. We are back in 2 minutes.
It It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.